Hello and welcome. You are listening to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. This might be the very first time I've ever uploaded a story on a Monday, which is funny because Monday is usually the day I'm aiming for, and yet somehow it always ends up being near the end of the week. Today's story features characters named after listeners Wadi, Jess Pello, and Theodore. I've also got bonus shoutouts to make and double bonus shoutouts. Since I needed a list of names to use within the story, it ended up turning into a shout-out section of its own. You'll know it when you hear it. Big shout-out this week to Flora, Madeline, Vad, Lucy and Bert, Ellis and Theo, Eve and Luke, with a happy 9th birthday shout-out to Kylan from your brother Jake, and a very happy birthday to Michael from your brothers Jordan and Jalen. I hope you all enjoy today's story, which is called The Only Kid in Class. Let's get into it. This is the story of what happened when a boy named Wadi was the only kid in his class to show up for school. And no, this didn't happen on a Saturday. The day had started like any other day. Wadi had flopped out of bed and rolled the entire way to the breakfast table, where he sat in his usual spot eating cereal and drinking juice, all while ignoring 32 reminders from his parents to hurry up and get dressed. "Why can't I just get dressed after school? Or better yet, how about never? Then you won't have to give me 32 reminders tonight to put my pajamas back on. It'll be a win for everybody." Even the bus ride to school felt the same as it usually did.
"Kids, it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning yet, and I haven't had my coffee. Could everyone please stop shouting on my bus?"
And waiting outside for the school bell to ring was just as boring as it always was. Wadi couldn't wait for the bell to ring so he could go inside and begin waiting for the recess bell to ring. It wasn't until Wadi was sitting at his desk when he noticed something was off. His teacher, Mr. Pepper, was standing at the front of the classroom like he usually did, but that was it. No one else was there. Every desk apart from the one Wadi was sitting at sat empty.
Sir, where is everybody today?"
Mr. Pepper took a deep breath and said,
"Well, Lincoln's sick and Cameron's sick and Cohen's sick and Harper's sick and Emerson's sick and Blake is sick and Theodore's sick and Milo's sick. Oscar's family is on vacation and Liv's family is on vacation with Bella's family and Cecilia's at the dentist and Jack fell out of a tree and sprained his wrist and Daisy was suspended for pranking the principal and Austin's gone fishing and Arav's at a basketball tournament and Mika's at an amusement park and Aaliyah, well, I don't actually know where Aaliyah is, so I guess it's just the two of us."
Wadi's initial reaction was that this was going to be awesome. The only kid in class? How cool. But after thinking it over, he decided this may not be so amazing after all. Who would be picked to answer every question? Wadi. Who would be asked to read every instruction? Wadi. If the teacher felt like getting someone in trouble, who would it be? Wadi. And how was gym class supposed to work? Would he have to chase himself around saying, "Tag, I'm still it"? While he was thinking about it, he noticed his teacher was thinking about something too. Mr. Pepper had also thought he was in for an easy day, until considering it further. If he were to teach Wadi what he had been planning on teaching that day, he'd still have to do it all over again the next day for all the kids who were away. That meant twice as much work. Wadi and Mr. Pepper eventually noticed that while they had been thinking, they had also just been awkwardly staring at each other in total silence. Wadi tried to strike up a conversation.
So, Mr. Pepper, do you like teaching?"
"Teaching? Oh, sure, yeah. Teaching's, it's fine. And, you, do you like being a student?"
Wadi thought for a moment.
"I mean, it's okay, I guess. Sometimes it's a lot of work, though, and sometimes my teacher talks and talks, and then right when you think he's done talking, he talks some more."
Wadi suddenly remembered the person he was telling this to was his teacher.
"But you know what they say, talking is the spice of life. People say that, right?"
Mr. Pepper did some kind of weird half-smile, half-frown.
"Well, anyway, I'll just be at my desk doing some work. Wadi, why don't you use this time to get caught up on any unfinished work you have?"
But, sir, I've already finished everything.
The half-smile, half-frown was now just a frown.
Everything? Oh, dear. Well, maybe you could do me a favor and deliver this note to the custodian's office.
Do you mean the janitor's office?
No, I mean the custodian.
Waddy looked confused. What's the difference?
The difference is that... Mr. Pepper paused to think. The difference is that one sounds better. Now off you go, and I know this is the opposite of what I normally say, but no need to hurry back.
Waddy took the long way to the custodian's office, peeking inside every classroom as he passed. Every room was buzzing with kids learning. No awkwardness, just business as usual. Waddy could even hear the distinct voice of Jess Pello from the other end of the building. Jess was the loudest kid in school, who everyone assumed would grow up to become a sports broadcaster. The custodian's office was as quiet as his own classroom had been. With no one in sight, Waddy left the note on a desk. As he was leaving, he studied the sign on the door, which read, Mr. Davies, Head Caretaker.
Caretaker? Custodian, janitor, caretaker, which one is it? Sheesh!
The trip to the caretaker's office had not chewed up nearly enough time. Waddy tried walking in slow motion. He tried walking backwards. Several times he stopped to pose like a statue as other kids passed by.
Your teacher's gonna get mad at you if you're just out here fooling around, you know.
Then Waddy had the idea to visit the main office.
May I please use the phone to call home? He asked.
The school secretary looked Waddy up and down.
You don't look very sick to me. Did your teacher send you down?
Waddy had to think fast.
No, I'm not sick. I just wanted to see if, my parents could drop off my gym shorts.
The secretary glared at Waddy like his request was about to spoil her entire day.
We don't usually allow phones to be used for things like that, but make it quick if you must.
Instead of calling home, Waddy picked up the phone and dialed the number for his best friend's house.
Hello? Theodore, it's me. Listen, I need you to get over to the school as soon as you can.
Waddy? Hey, I'm actually homesick today, said Theodore.
But you're not hospital-style sick, right? Just pop a vitamin and get over here. It's only me and the teacher today. Our entire class is away.
There was some coughing and sniffling on the other end of the line before Theodore answered.
That sounds rough, man, but I really don't think I should be at school today. My mom says I have a temperature.
Waddy was getting desperate, and the secretary was shooting him a strange look from behind her desk.
Theodore, unless someone's calling the fire department to hose you down, just do what you can do to get down here as soon as possible. I need you.
Waddy hung up and smiled at the secretary. When he returned to class, there was only 10 minutes left before recess. But boy, oh boy, did those 10 minutes drag on.
So, sir, do you teachers like, recess? Ding, 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 ding!
Oh, thank goodness. Even without his best friend, recess was amazing. The sounds of kids shouting and cheering and calling one another poopy heads. Such beautiful noise, thought Waddy. Waddy eventually returned to class expecting his teacher to hand him a 5,000-page book to keep him busy. But instead, Mr. Pepper told them he'd be spending the next period with Miss B's class.
Miss B's class? But Jess Pello's in that class.
Mr. Pepper smiled.
Excellent! So you've already got a friend in there. You'll have a much nicer time there than hanging out with me.
Sure enough, when Waddy arrived at Miss B's classroom, Jess Pello was the first to notice.
Oh my gosh! Look, everyone! There's a little kid at the door! We'll get in here with those cute little cheeks!
Waddy was pretty sure the entire school must have just heard her say that.
Actually, I'm not really a little kid. I'm only one grade below you guys.
Waddy immediately regretted having said something, because now Jess was likely to say something back.
Did you guys hear that? This little fellow's a big kid now. But Miss B, don't be too quick to put the potty seat away just yet. Sometimes you can never be too sure.
The whole class erupted in laughter, while Waddy stood there frozen in the doorway, too embarrassed to move. Miss B motioned for Waddy to take a seat, but of course the only empty seat had to be the one next to Jess Pello. Waddy wasn't surprised that Jess Pello continued talking to him after he sat down, but he was surprised that she actually was capable of turning down her volume. The whole class didn't hear her ask why his teacher had tried to get rid of him. "Well, it's just me today, so I guess he thought it would be nice for me to do some learning with other kids. You know, kids who are practically the same age as me." Jess shook her head. "Nah, he probably just needed to plug in and charge up." Waddy looked confused. I don't think he needed me out of the room to charge his phone." Jess laughed. "Not his phone, you goof. Himself. He was probably low battery and needed to recharge." "Oh my goodness, you did know that teachers have to get plugged in, right?" "Oh wow, you didn't. You little kids have so much to learn." Waddy's mind began racing. There's no way that could be true. His teacher wasn't some kind of teacher bot, was he?
Miss B, may I please use the washroom?"
Waddy started running toward his classroom. When he got there, it was empty. No Mr. Pepper in sight. He continued running and stopped at the caretaker's office.
"Mr. Davies, have you seen my teacher anywhere?"
Mr. Davies thought for a moment.
"Ah, sure. I remember seeing him heading into the teacher's lounge."
Waddy thanked him, then hesitated before asking one more question.
"Do you know anything about teachers being, like, not real? Like real, but not real people? You know, like those robot androids that look like people?"
Mr. Davies scratched his head.
"You know, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that were true. Hard to believe they could ever find a real person willing to take on a room full of 30 kids by themselves day after day."
Not exactly what Waddy wanted to hear. Next, he ran to the teacher's lounge. He was about to knock, but noticed around 7 or 8 signs that said, "No kids allowed," and one that specifically stated, "And don't even think about knocking either." Just then, Jess Pello happened to be passing by on her way to refill her water bottle. Noticing Waddy's hesitation, she explained,
"They just don't want kids to see any teachers powered down and hooked up to the charging cables. Don't you know how bad it would be for teachers if students figured out where to locate their on-off switch?"
Waddy didn't answer. He just bolted toward the main office.
"Hey, sorry to barge in, but I really need to use the phone again. I mean, please. My mom accidentally dropped off my little sister's gym shorts, which aren't even big enough to cover up my bum cheeks."
The secretary frowned.
"You could have spared me the details. You know where the phones are."
Waddy dialed Theodore's number.
"Hello?
Dude, how come you haven't left yet? I need you at the school more than ever."
Theodore had a coughing fit for almost a full minute before answering.
"So about that, my mom says my face is a weird shade of green. My fever's also so bad I keep seeing things that aren't even there. Could have sworn I looked out the window earlier and saw a kangaroo driving a donut truck."
Waddy sighed.
"It's called chicken noodle soup, bud. Have a quick bowl and get over here. I have reason to believe that all of the teachers are actually robots, and I need your help to prove it."
Waddy suddenly hung up the phone when he noticed Mr. Pepper walk into the office.
"Ah, there you are, Waddy. I heard you were looking for me. I had just popped into the teacher's lounge to recharge a little bit, if you know what I mean."
"Am I supposed to know what you mean?"
asked Waddy just as the lunch bell rang. Lunch was impossible to enjoy. How could he be expected to think about food when everything he thought he knew about his teacher turned out to be a lie? And the last place Waddy wanted to be that afternoon was back in his classroom. He'd even have preferred to be back with Jess's class. Being the only student in a room with a robot teacher? What if laser beams started shooting out of his eyes? When Waddy returned to his desk that afternoon, he decided to put his time to good use. If he could only figure out where to find the on-off switches on these teacher bots, he would certainly become the most valuable kid in school. Everyone would hand over their most precious Lego sets for that kind of information. After a while, Mr. Pepper, who had forgotten Waddy was even there, jumped when he noticed Waddy intently staring at him. His startled reaction sent his mug flying, spilling coffee all over himself and his desk. This then caused Waddy to jump out of his seat, too.
"Holy moly, sir! Are you okay?"
"Yeah, I'm fine. But without my coffee, how am I supposed to recharge to get through the afternoon?"
Waddy's eyes grew wide.
"Oh no! Did coffee get inside your charging port and ruin it?"
"Charging port?" questioned Mr. Pepper. "No! I mean the coffee helps perk me up when I start feeling tired. I don't want to have to go all the way back to the teacher's lounge for a refill."
Waddy threw his head back.
"Oh, of course! That's what you meant by a recharge. I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but I was worried you might be a teacher bot."
Mr. Pepper laughed.
"No, definitely not. But some days I think teaching would be a lot easier if I was a robot. I'd probably be able to mark these quizzes 10 times faster with a computer brain. But listen, if you don't mind helping, could you please visit the custodian's office and see if we can borrow something to clean up this mess?"
Waddy smirked.
"Actually, sir, it's caretaker."
Waddy skipped the entire way to the caretaker's office, grinning ear to ear. What a relief knowing that his teacher was just a regular coffee-drinking dude.
"Mr. Davies, are you here?"
Mr. Davies was there, but he wasn't answering. Something seemed off. Mr. Davies looked like he was frozen stiff and appeared to be plugged into the wall. His eyes were still open, but they were glowing red. Waddy heard his name spoken so loudly it sounded like it was coming out of a megaphone. He practically jumped out of his skin.
"Waddy, I've been looking everywhere for you. This green-faced kid says he needs to save you from the teacher robots. I can't believe you told him that. Man, you little kids believe everything you hear, don't you?"
It was, of course, Jess Pello, louder than ever, propping up a very sick-looking Theodore. Waddy looked somewhat revolted seeing his friend.
"Oh, dude, you look terrible. Why did you bother coming in if you're that sick? Also, there's only like 10 minutes left until home time."
Theodore was almost too sick to speak.
"But the robots."
"Oh yeah, so about that, turns out there was a little mix-up. But guys, get a load of Mr. Davies over there. I think we've uncovered who the real robot is." Jess just shrugged.
"I mean, it makes sense. There's no way they'd ever find a real person willing to clean the boys' bathroom. Gross."
The end. That's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks as well for all the comments, reviews, and messages. I'm doing my best to respond to each and every email, although it's clearly taking me a while. Anyway, we'll catch ya on the next one.